You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morena Alice, how are you this morning?
I'm very good, and I was just uttering under my breath, all the good things come out of Littleton, don't they?
Bloody Littleton.
I know Emma Newborn, who is a fantastic theatre maker, is currently nestled down there writing, I think, a script of some kind at some point. Oh. We've got Tessa Waters and Nick Zort down there who are premier theatre makers who are nestled down there. It's a little hub.
You just throw a stone and hit a creative nerd in Littleton. It's just, they're everywhere. They're yeah. absolutely everywhere.
You just like swing a cat and something will get scratched.
Hey, we're lucky up here too, though. and actually, we're talking about some fantastic art and theatre that's being made at the moment. Would you like to introduce our guest, Alice?
Yes, I'm really excited to talk about this. This is a Realm of Tears, which is a work by Rewa Fowles, who joins us today. Solo performer working with Renee Wiki to make this new work, premiering at the Basement on the 26th of March, which is next Tuesday. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Welcome to the show. Let's talk really about this show. When I was reading about the show, what really caught my attention is it's a little bit of that let's embody, let's put on stage the things that are not necessarily unsaid, but for us to dissuade people from embodying these ideas. Do you want to talk to us a little bit about what are some of those themes or ideas at the heart of Realm of Tears, which does give us a bit of an indication of the realm?
Yes, it is definitely for the tongiwetos, for the sensitive sooks.
Nice.
Yes.
That's a good kupu o tira. Tongiweto, is that what you
say? Yes, that's sort of our marketing theme.
Nice.
But also because Renee and I are both tongiwetos, and like we've had moments where we're crying and laughing and just having the full spectrum of emotions. And I feel like theater and dance and performance art is like all about that, taking that all out and translating that in a way that can't be always done in words.
Totally.
Or finding the right words for that. Yeah, it's a mixed bag of things, and also challenging the ideas of what we see around therapy, like seeing that around my friends, in terms of being like, oh, what attachment style am I, and being so attached to that attachment style.
Yes. The irony.
Yes. Yes. And then like seeing how that translates into myself as being Pākehā and Māori and Takatāpui, and like seeing all that mixed bag of things.
Really rich territory. Talk to us about your performance or your artistic background. Did you come as a dancer? Because there's choreography, there's movement in the work. Do you come from a dance background? What's your sort of practice look like?
So I think because I grew up moving all around, left New Zealand when I was like a baby. And so I was in Fiji, Suva, to Thailand, Mongolia, so on. I was never in one place long enough to have like a full like this one dance teacher that I go to, or a drama school type thing. So it was very lots of workshops, had a huge hip hop background, and also Pacifica styles. Yeah, and a lot of like traditional cultural styles of dance wherever I was. And then moving here, I was at UOA, did minor dance studies, major in drama. And then I felt like, oh, I'm still missing something. I went into Massive for a bit.
We love Massive. Shout out to Sam Scott, who is an absolute legend amongst people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was there for about a year or so. And and then I kind of just go for all the gigs and everything that I could find and soak myself into.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Talk to me about your collaborative relationship with Renee. So Renee directs the work, but you have obviously sort of crafted the work yourself or written it. Devised, I don't know what the kind of the language you want to use there. Mm. But how has that relationship worked where because you're actually the performer in the work, is that correct?
Yes.
So does Renee sort of give you direction? How does that partnership go?
Great. Well, it is like, yeah, solo wahine show. Mm-hmm. Renee and I are very close friends, and I wrote the script, the poems that are going to be used. But yeah, she kind of takes the visuals of those poems, and her magical choreographic mind just like translates that and sees how like we can organize these poems, how we can put bits and pieces to show like the eclectic side of things. So what can be said like verbally and what can be translated into movement, those transitions. So yeah, it's been it has been a real back and forth, and sometimes having moments of being like, pull myself back, being like, no, Renee is the director, she's got this, you know, and I'm like, and but it is very collaborative as well. Yeah,
it is really fantastic, and it's really scary when you're a solo performer, right? Trusting those outside of being in your head to be able to communicate and to kind of hold space for you, because you have to be bold, you have to make mistakes, you can't be your own director. Like, it's a really hard, like, so I think that's sort of the deception that solo performance operates in silos. Like, it doesn't. You absolutely need something else. And it's really hard, because that trust, you know, you're putting a lot into the hands of that other person. Talk about, so is this a show for the sooks? Is it a show for those that maybe feel that their sensitivity hasn't often been sort of had a light shone on? Who's the show for?
Yeah, it's definitely, yeah, for the sooks.
I actually love that so much.
I think it's definitely for those who feel like they have to tone themselves down or have expressed too much, or is also holding space for all the messy feelings or the where we have like fuck-a-ma shame around those things, or and it's like, let us be human.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing with like traditional therapies going on, and knowing that a lot of therapy is coming from a real like Pakya white lens in terms of terminology and things like that, like ideas like what the definition of codependency and things like that, and realizing that translates differently to cultures, and it doesn't have to be this fixed thing. So yeah, I think it's really challenging, all this stuff.
Oh, I love it. It actually almost sounds like it must be quite cathartic. I don't want to sort of project here, but cathartic to have to work on something like this, where you can actually also work through what your view or understanding of those things are, right? Both as a performer and as a maker, but then also it's reinterpreted once an audience like watches it, right? So it'd be amazing to see how that evolves. Totally. I think with having an audience, I'm sure there's probably bits where people will be laughing, bits where people will be feeling extremely moved and sook. I also love that I have a whole lot of sookies coming together to watch a show and
Still
having...
I've been crying in the basement theatre.
Which is gorgeous. So the show opens on the 26th. You've got a few shows on. It is in the theatre, which is the main space. We love the basement theatre space, the big, big space downstairs, which is lovely. It's in, what time do you kick off? 8 p.m. show, which we also love, because that means you can go to Tanu Keys, have a little skewer, have a little asahi, and then go to the theatre. Look, all the best rewa for the show. The show is Realm of Tears, opening at the basement next week. Go check it out, basementtheatre.co.nz.
Thank you, Alice. Thank you, Rewa. Nice to have you in the studio of Break a Leg for the show.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.